after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 33 and a low around 26. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.
Elevator going up.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Tune in to the WGXC 10th anniversary and celebrate 10 years of your friends and neighbors making radio with you and for you. The WGXC 10th anniversary pledge drive is from February 15 to February 28, 2021. Visit our website at wavefarm.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to become a sustaining supporter at just 17 cents a day or $5 a month. Please help us make sure Creative Community Radio stays on the air for...
beloved. God's got a blessing with your name on it. Yes, he does. I believe it. You gonna agree with me? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with you to share good news with good music for the mind, the body, and the soul. This is There's a Bright Side Somewhere, and I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. And I want to say good Sunday morning to you too, sir. How you doing today?
I am well. I am well. And the wife is well. All is good here in chilly Hudson.
Well, you know what? I thank God for things as good as they are with us, because we know among people in this world, we are very blessed. There are so many people in distress here and especially abroad. And we just want to say thank you, God, for things as good as they are. Speaking of which, we were talking at the top of the hour, beloved Randall and I, about the situation in Texas. We don't hear too much about North Carolina. I heard earlier in the week that North Carolina had a tornado hit and it was some devastation there. But in Texas, and, you know, we have a few people. I have relatives and also members of Overcoming Ministries who live in Texas. And so we have been in contact with Texas and being kept up to date. And yes, it is the case, sadly enough, that once again, the effects of systemic racism are showing us how it operates in keeping Black and brown people vulnerable. In this vulnerable on a daily basis, and then vulnerable, especially in the times of crisis and disaster. And so with the unveiling of this condition in America, it is our task and our time to bring solutions to resolve the discrepancies and the disparities that a system built on racism, on a group superiority has created. It is our time and it is our task to undo that. I think so. How about you? I know you do, Brother Randall. Folks out there in our wave atmosphere, the radio broadcast, radio band wave atmosphere, I sure wish I could hear from you. We got to get that going one day. But in the meantime, and in between time, we are here to share and let you know there is a bright side somewhere. I think the bright side to all of this is that people are now saying it ain't right, it ain't so, and it don't have to be this way. We can do something about it. And we put our collective minds to it. I hear so many times politicians say, as Americans, when we come together, we can do anything. Amen. So if we come together as Americans, we can do something to turn this whole structure. I was sharing the other day that America is being shaken at its foundation. It is being shaken at its core. And that core that has been built on a racist group superiority lie is being shaken. And for some people, it is uncomfortable. And for some people, it is prayer answered. And I am one of those persons who say, thank you, God, for us finally having the day of reckoning where we are reckoning with all of this. Well, these are my opinions, and I'm so glad that I can share them here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And beloved, before we do bless you with all that good music for the mind, the body, and the soul, we are here to share that this is our pledge drive season. We are here in our 10th year, beloved, the 10th anniversary of WGXC Radio, community radio, listener supported for open hearts and open ears. And we're hoping that you will share with us in our efforts to reach our goal of $5,000 per month to keep our radio on program on the air. We'll be back with more information on how you can do that with mailing and phone numbers in a moment. But for right now, if you're by your computer, your smart device, you can go to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre. Hallelujah. Nope, it's WGXC www.jxc.org on the online. Yes. Thank you for that self-correction, Kim. It's wgxc.org/donation to make your representation known in support of our radio broadcast. We have a beautiful lineup of music today. And you just heard God's got a blessing with your name on it. I got a blessing. You got a blessing. God's children got blessings with our names on it. And some of the blessings are on the way. We've all gotten blessed today just by able to hear each other and share in this time together. That was Mr. Norman Hutchings with God's Got a Blessing. And then now we're going to hear 7 songs back to back for 29 minutes of music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. We're going to hear from Charles Jenkins and the Chicago Fellowship featuring Leandria, and that's titled Grace. Their project is titled Grace. A great God, great God, great God. Dietrich Haddon has a version, and Tasha Cobb Leonard has a version. And we're going to just lift up the great God that we love and who loves us. And then we have Mr. Smoking Norfolk. He's going to share with us from his project, God is Able. And then after that, there will be Mr. James Wilson, who says, God is able to do anything. I believe it. And oh, my beloved, there's one that is truly a smash. God Made It Beautiful. Jason Claiborne and the Atmosphere Changers. And then Trinity 5-7, It's by God's Grace. That's our musical lineup before I come back with my spiritual social commentary. So, beloved, here we go. Grace.
The Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real. I came this far by faith. My road ain't always been smooth, but I don't look like everything I've been through. The truth,
you do. want you to know wherever you need God's grace, it's always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Oh!
God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who can make a mountain move out of my way, and who can make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able.
WGXC 90.7 Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, right here with There's a Bright Side Somewhere. We are in our 10th anniversary drive, our pledge drive this week, and just want to let you know that we are here because you are out there helping us to be here, sustaining us with your contributions and your donations. So we're hoping that you will continue to do so, that we can continue to do what we do through WGXC. We have good news to report in this drive that started on last Monday. We have 9 first-time donors as of the last report that I have, and 6 sustaining supporters. So thank you, snaps and claps to all of you sustaining supporters, and also our new sustaining supporters. I want you to know that on February 26th, there will be a special anniversary on-air program. It will be conducted by Zoom, and it will feature our anniversary program awards. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? Also, coming up in May, there will be the 10th anniversary drive-in, and that event will be at the Greenville Drive-In Theater. There will be artists and live performances, and those who are sustaining supporters and or sustaining supporters who increase their level of support will be eligible to receive a free ticket to that event in honor of 10 years of community radio, WGXC. So I hope that that encourages and inspires you even the more to come and be a part of our giving family. You can mail a donation into us at P.O. Box 13. That's Wave Farm, the parent company for WGXC. P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. And also, you can go online at wgxc.org/donate to make your donation. We'll be back in a few minutes with more information. But right now, we want to continue to do what we do for you and give you good music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. God is able to do anything.
Tell the clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me. And who can tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. No. Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail.
Yes, beloved, God is able, and he will do anything but fail.
worship that would arise right now.
So we will praise you in advance, like the victory's in hand, knowing you are not a man that you would lie. If you said victory will come, by our faith we believe it's done. We receive it. Hey. We receive it.
So we will praise you.
When you,
God can do anything. How about that? God is able. What we can't do, God can do.
Whatever you're going through right now, help, just know that God can turn it around for you. He'll make that situation beautiful.
Thought I was finished, down for the count. Thought it was over, my time's run out. But then you stepped in, took the story and changed the end. I thought it was ashes, but God made it beautiful. It looked like ashes, but God made it beautiful.
Was right there.
But you were right there. Don't you never fail.
I thought it was ashes.
Thought it was ashes.
You made it beautiful.
God made it beautiful.
Like ashes.
It looks like ashes.
But you made it
God beautiful.
God
made it beautiful.
Oh, yes,
God made it beautiful.
Give
you
glory.
God can make it beautiful.
Say the word again.
God can make it
Yes, my God can make it beautiful. This is true. And you know what? He is doing that all the time, turning ashes into beauty. I know that's right. Might be in that ash season, but I tell you, God, as the people sang, he can make it beautiful. And that's what we endeavor to do here at WGXC. We endeavor to make the experience of radio even more beautiful with our contributions. We are community radio listener supported, and that means that we don't have to be controlled by commercial entities for our programming and what we can and cannot say or do and cannot do. Of course, there are FCC guidelines that guide us, but for the most part, people on here like me, we're able to express freely. And that is because we are listener supported. I wanted to talk for a few minutes about giving. Yes, giving. And, you know, I am a pastor in our ministry, Overcoming Ministries. We just had a 6-week series on giving that was led by Pastor Iris Waddell, looking at all the ways that God has talked about giving in the scriptures, even starting with, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, the best that he had to show his love for us. And you know, beloved, we're asking you to give not even all that you have, or even the best that you can, because, you know, some of you could easily give a million. But we're asking you to do something to show your love for WGXC. The scriptures in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8, you'll find words that say, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. So, you know, it's not by constraint. We don't want to make you to feel that your arm is being twisted, or, you know, that you're being pushed up against the wall with our appeals. But we do want you to know that we are very happy to be able to be here, and that you're here with us, and that you enjoy what we do, that you're getting something out of it, something that informs you or inspires you, moves you, touches you, enhances your life or your day in some way. And if you're not there to help support us, then we won't be here for you. So we want to do that. We want to be here. We want to share and ask you to share with us, right? You know, talking about giving, Acts 20 and 35 in the Bible, and there's so many verses actually that I could refer to, but there is another that says, I showed you that by the kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said to us, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I tell you, my own personal testimony, you know, when I became a Christian and really began to allow God to show me different ways to live than how I had been living, and I began to live a life of giving. And, you know, it feels good, absolutely, when you're giving. But then when you have to receive, when you are dependent on the generosity of other people, you find that it is true. It is better to be able to give than to have to receive. So thank God for those who give that we can receive. And certainly it makes us feel good when somebody sees our need, sees our weakness, and helps us out. And that's what we need you to do. We are not self-sufficient or financially independent here. We need your help and your support. So that's what the scriptures say. It is better to give than to receive. And I tell you, I'd rather be that person writing the check with the zeros any day. Amen. I truly would. And being able to give as freely and as often and to as many people as I could. So if you're in that number, please put us down on your list of places to give. WGXC is in our 10th anniversary, and we are here after a decade because of faithful listeners and supporters like yourself. And listen, you don't have to have a lot of money to help. A little goes a long way. So if you can donate even $10 a month, if you could allow for $10 a month, I think in some places a pack of cigarettes is like $10. So amen. Quit smoking and send us those $10, okay? It's good for your health and it's good for the health of our radio station too. There's another verse in Luke chapter 6, in verse 38. It says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, will God give to you. He'll cause men or women to give into your bosom as you give unto the Lord. So beloved, there are just many, many promises that are associated with giving. True, it is true, it is true. And I found that to be true as well. So we are looking and asking you to give. And on that note also, we remember those who are less fortunate than we are around the world. I know that many of you out there and many of us here are donors and contributors to various causes. And we take joy and delight in that. And so I encourage you to continue to do that. Do that because somehow or some way, when you give, it comes back to you. And it might not be financially. It might be in you don't have those doctor visits that you used to have. You're not spending money and time on prescriptions and medications like you used to. The car that should have been junked a long time ago is still running and serving you faithfully. Just so many different ways that it comes back to us. So give and it will come back to you. I want to give a shout out to Congresswoman AOC just because she made the headline yesterday on raising $3 million and taking it to Houston, Texas, and going herself to help out there. So we know that there are people out here who have something that they can share. And as the philanthropist motto goes, the tenets of the scriptures, I believe, give and it comes back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Yes, beloved, give. We want you to give to WGXC, all right? That's my spiritual social commentary. Give, and it will come back to you. God loves a cheerful giver, and we have to help those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. You want to send your donations out? You can do that by mailing it to P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405, address to Wave Farm, checks made out to Wave Farm, put on the note WGXC, and it's P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. You can also go online on your computer, your tablet, your smart device to WGXC.org/donate, and you can also call it in at 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400. And so that's what I have to share on today. Mr. Randall Martin, who is our audio engineer, is also host, programmer, producer on WGXC. And Randall, you want to say for a minute why it's important to you, in your view, for us to do this pledge drive and for the people to respond to our appeal?
Well, no, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we cover in our various programs between spiritual commentary and gospel music and news and views about the areas from different perspectives. I think that we've been able to deliver quite a bit of information and just a cultural perspective that's not on the radio. And I think that giving to this radio station is vitally important because you not only get our perspectives, but you get the perspectives of all the other programmers that are on there that really give you, from experimental sound to their music programming, a slice of life of the community. And that's really a unifying force. And this is what we need. You get news, you get non-commercial perspectives, and that makes a cohesive community. That allows your voice to be heard in the community. And so it is vital that you and our listeners participate in this fun drive. There's this. I've worked in many technical operations, and this is kind of a bare bones operation. It really is just the programmers and you and only what is necessary. And so your giving really facilitates this whole thing to happen. And there's a lot of volunteers out there just working hard to bring you quality programming. And we appreciate you, and we need you.
And you know what? I've just realized, and I haven't done my fact checking, so somebody might fact check me on it, but I think we might be the most diverse media communication vehicle in the Mid-Hudson Valley area. Certainly we have Race Talks, the afternoon show, the drive-by show, the Haitian show on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock with Carlene
and
Azuke. And we have Crossroads and Rhythm with Mr. Alan Skerritt. And we have quite a range of cultures and cultural perspectives, you know. So yeah, I think we might be the most diverse in the area.
Yeah, so, you're right,
and we do it in unity.
That's right. And we're coming from, you know, Green and Columbia County, which is certainly very, very diverse. From the perspective of upstate, you know, a lot of times you get just sort of a monoculture in different areas. But, you know, Green and Columbia County, we got a lot of diverse people here, and our programming speaks to those voices.
So, yeah. So, beloveds, remember WGXC when you're writing out those checks this month. All right. I said at the top of the hour that we had 9 one-time donors and 6 sustaining supporters, and I checked my information, and that was 4 days ago. So the most recent numbers I don't have yet, but I'm sure that there have been people responding over the last 4 days. That was pretty early on in this pledge drive that we had that kind of response. So snaps and claps to all of you who are responding. Well, our goal is 34 new sustaining supporters, 34 new sustaining supporters. So we still have a little ways to go. We haven't reached that goal yet. So jump on in. Come on. The water's fine. All right. You can do $5 a month, $10 a month, more. Wonderful. Our goal is $5,000 a month. You can also be a one-time giver, and you can do that by going online to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call it in at 518-697-7400, or you can write to us at Wave Farm, P.O. Box 13, Acre, New York, 12405. And guess what, beloved? Once we meet that sustaining supporter level of $5,000 a month, our management tells us that we can knock off another pledge drive and just continue with good programming. And so we look forward to doing that. We want to get back to some music for the mind, the heart, and the soul, with our social commentary today being give, and it will come back to you. But our next up is from Trinity 5:7, God's grace. It's by God's grace that we have anything and we can give anything. It's by God's grace that we're here. Trinity 5:7, hear this and be blessed. This is Pastor Kim with Right Side Somewhere. Hoping you have a wonderful week with our wonderful God. It's by God's grace that we speak again. God bless.